Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called A Tiger Tale, or What Happened to Anya on Her First Day of School. It was written by Mike Bolt, and it is read today by Mommy. And... Toka. Wow, that's a lot. Well, I like that. I'm so happy you're with me today. Are you ready? Toka, toka, toka. Okay. Oh, here we go then. Tiger Tail. Anya woke up one day, only to discover that overnight she had grown a tiger tail. And we can see in the picture as she wakes up and goes into the bathroom to brush her teeth, her little brother points out to her, there's something there sticking out of your pajamas. And it doesn't look like it's supposed to be there. Yes, a tiger tail. Not like a ponytail or pigtails. No, a tiger tail. A tiger tail was a disaster. She absolutely could not be seen. Unfortunately, that wasn't an option, as this was Anya's first day of school. Are girls with tiger tails even allowed to go to school? What would the other kids say? So in the picture, we can see her imagining what it'll be like to be at school. And the kids are pointing at her and laughing at her because she has a tail. What do you think? What do you think would happen? You don't know? Her mom said, it goes so nicely with your hair. It brings out your fun, wild side.
That may be,
Anya thought.
But this was a problem on her backside.
Her dad said,
I remember feeling the same way when I got glasses. Don't fret. You're exactly the same wonderful Anya you've always been.
He obviously needed new glasses. She would have to take care of this herself. What could she do if she's growing a tail?
She could cut it off.
Oh, she tugged. She pulled. She squished. And in the picture, we can see her trying to yank her tail off. And then she's tied it onto her baby brother's crib. And she's pulling away from herself, trying to get the tail off. And she's even piled a whole bunch of stuff on top of her tail to try to pull her body away from the tail. She stopped. The tail was firmly attached. Maybe she could hide it. Anya tried on all the clothes in her closet. Oh dear, that's a lot of clothes. At the same time, oh my goodness, she's got it all piled up on top of her. It would have worked if she didn't have to tinkle, which is another way of saying going potty, but she did. But oh my goodness, it's really hard to walk with that many layers of clothes on. And I can still see her tail, can you? Ma'am. Anya started to panic. Calm down, said her mom. You'll make yourself sick. That was a good idea. You are so funny, Anya. The kids are going to love your sense of humor. Now, hurry, or you'll miss the bus. That was another good idea. What a special treat, said her dad. Now I get to drive you to school on your first day. And that is because the bus came and Anya hid in the bushes so she wouldn't have to be.
I think the bus hurried away because she was hiding in the bushes.
Yeah.
And the tail was waving in the air and they thought they saw an actual tiger in the bushes.
Oh, you think because they thought it was a real tiger? You can see the tail. I think I would probably try to avoid it too. Mm-hmm. So now her dad has to drive her to school. Anya realized there was only one choice for a girl with a tiger tail. She would have to run away and join the circus. Would it be so bad? Popcorn for dinner? Swinging on the trapeze? Feeding peanuts to the elephants? Hey, that wouldn't be a bad life, would it? Too late. See, she was going to make a run for it. But the bus pulled up, and the doors opened, and all the kids came pouring out of the bus to go into school. And everyone will see her. Anya was doomed. But then, wonder what's going to happen. Crash! A boy who was getting off the bus and his nose was in a book. He crashed into Anya, who was standing in the walkway. Oh, man.
Hi, my name's Ben,
he says to her.
I'm Anya,
she says.
Come on, Anya, we don't want to be late on the first day.
What is Ben all about? Can you see? Ben woke up with bunny ears. And that's why you see, in the picture we can see he has a baseball hat that he had been wearing to hide his bunny ears. And she's got a tiger tail.
She could hide it in her pants.
She could have hidden it in her pants, you're right. But do you see? They both have changes that they weren't expecting. Maybe a tiger tail wasn't so bad, she thinks. Because look, at least she doesn't have bunny ears sticking out of her head. But in the picture, we do see a lot of other kids who have unusual things happening with them too in their first grade picture. For example, I see a kid who has koala ears. Do you? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. After all, it did go well with her hair, right? I think there are a lot of other things that could be going on that are a lot worse, like this little boy here who's got koala ears. And then there's another boy who matches the teacher. He's a mini-me for the teacher. He looks just like him. And then we see the boy Ben who has the bunny ears, and then Anya with her tiger tail. And you know, there's probably some other stuff that we're not seeing. I'm going to guess, what if somebody here has like a lizard tail, but it's tucked in and you can't see it? Or if somebody has a kangaroo pouch, but you can't see it because they aren't hopping around right now. There could be all kinds of things. What I like about it, though, is that everybody is different. And once you start to understand that, you don't feel so strange about what it is that makes you different. Anyways, that, my friends, is
the end.
The end.